Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The big question I have as a parent is when I consider going back to school, and maybe you have this too, is are the kids actually going to be able to stay 6 feet apart? Now, I don't mean setting up the desks and all that. That's up to the schools to figure that out.
That's easy to do.
Right. But I mean, in general, is my 11-year-old going to go to her locker and not be able to gab with her best friend and stay 6 feet away?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of questions about that from people with kids, friends of mine, and they're even questioning whether or not this is going to be a behavioral thing or whatever. They're like, I can't send my kid into a situation where they're going to get in trouble for just being a kid.
Right. It's Anna on Raven. Yesterday, Connecticut Governor Lamont said during his press conference that he's going to leave it up to the individual school districts about whether they're going to open in full capacity or if they're going to create that hybrid home learning in-person model.
Sure.
And Governor Cuomo is expected to make an announcement by August 7th in New York, and he's waiting for the final data to be submitted, supposed to be by the end of the week.
It sounds like it's going to be pretty similar.
I think so.
Yeah.
And the big thing that it keeps going back to is spacing.
Sure.
And that's why Lamont actually kind of revisited his original thought process by sending them all back, because he said that the schools have come forward and they've said, like, hey, it's going to be really hard to keep these kids apart.
Sure.
And that's true. So do you think kids can do it? And are there certain ages? Because I know there's been a lot of thought behind maybe the middle schoolers and high schoolers stay home versus the elementary school kids.
Maybe they'll listen, baby, or maybe they'll listen worse.
Right.
Who knows, right? I'll tell you, man, for me, fourth grade would have been easy. Right up until fourth grade, didn't really have any friends. Had like one friend, two friends, something like that. So that would have been simple.
Why?
I mean, I was a behavioral issue anyways. I didn't have any friends.
Wait a minute. Were you
the fifth grade would have been tough, because then all of a sudden I had people.
Wait a minute. Why didn't you have friends in fourth grade?
I don't know. I mean, to go back and self-analyze the fourth grade version of myself. I was the poor kid in that town, you know, just the kid that didn't have, and it was a well-to-do town, and I just always felt like an outsider in that first town.
Were you a bully?
No, not at all.
No?
I was the opposite. I was bullied.
Aww.
And then, yep, that's all right.
That's
don't
sad.
Worry, I got even. Don't
okay.
worry.
Okay.
And then I went back and found every single one of them. No, and then fifth grade, I had moved to a new town, and all of a sudden I had friends. Even had my eye on maybe getting a girlfriend the next year.
Get out of here.
Yeah. That would have been tough.
Imagine, like, now when you, like, sneak kisses in the hallway. Do kids still do that?
Oh, yeah.
They do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how do you do that 6 feet away?
That you don't.
Right.
That's right. You're in the bubble.
So what you're telling me is fourth grade.
Yeah. Fourth grade, no problem.
No problem.
Up until fourth grade, I'll keep the distance, all right? As a matter of fact, you come in my bubble, I'll tell the teacher. Finally, I'll get some revenge.
Okay.
All right? Fifth grade, though, forget it. Fifth grade, I got to be free. I got to embrace myself, all right? I'm feeling myself in fifth grade.
In middle school, we went through this phase where we hugged each other all the time. Always hugging each other. We would see each other every single day. Why do we have to hug each other when we walk in the door?
Oh, I miss you so much.
I miss you so much.
Spend 17 hours. Right.
Right. There's going to have to be signs everywhere. No hugging, no problem.
Yeah. Or no friends, no problem.
Also that, yeah.